Do you recall second half versus first? Because you'd scored those two touchdowns and take the lead and struggled to move the ball a second half.
Yeah, they didn't change much. It was one of those where we had some momentum going, and they had blitz a couple of times. We kind of burned them on the blitz a little bit. And I mean, Michigan State was a good defense. They kept doing what they were doing.
That three tight end set, is that something that you guys can kind of, you know, go to now when you need a play? Because you set up, you look like a power run option, you know, run team in that formation, and then, you know, you can roll out, you can hit a tight end. There's so much versatility for us.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of versatility, and I mean, that really goes to Coach Davis and kind of the game plan of the week, what he decides to do, and if you want to use it or not. That week depends really on what they're seeing.
Do you like that? Do you like the three tight ends then?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it gives the defense another little extra wrinkle to worry about. It. Whenever you give them something to think about, it makes our job a little easier. But then they make their adjustments, and you have to be right there.
That helps when you have a guy like Doozy that can run when you're in that set, right?
Definitely, because, I mean, he runs routes outside, and all of our tight ends have to work on running receiver-style routes, and just being able to do that definitely gives a little extra wrinkle.
You've been able to lean a lot on C.J. Florowitz in the red zone. How big is it to have a guy with that big and that talented to be able to chuck it up to it inside, you know, 10 times?
I mean, it helps a lot. Like you say, he's a big body. He can go up and get it, and, I mean, it's better than having a smaller guy down there. I mean, the speed helps, too, and I mean, C.J. can run, too, so just having that body definitely helps a lot.
What's it like for you to come in on Tuesdays and say, okay, what does Coach Davis have in store for us? Do you have an idea?
You kind of have an idea. You talk a little before them, but, I mean, things change day to day, and, I mean, those guys are in here 24/7 pretty much, so, you know, we have school to worry about, and they're worried about the game plan each every day.
Northwestern leads the conference in takeaways. What makes them so good at being able to get the ball from a runner back or get into the passing lanes and pick those things off?
Definitely just from our scene is they swarm to the ball really well. They try to get all 11 guys in the ball, whether it's a run play, all 11 guys there, a pass play, completion. Everybody always tries the ball really well, so that definitely stand them up and strip the ball a little bit more.
Do you, as a quarterback, I mean, is that something you're extra cognizant of a week like this, or is it just part of your normal preparation to always want to take care of the ball?
Well, it's always. That's something Coach Davis always stresses, and Coach Ferentz that. I mean, takeaways are a big thing, and you don't want to give them any. So always, ball security is very important.
When you look at this game, how does it set the tone for the final five games?
We can't really look at those final five games. You know, we have to just look at this week and worry about this week when we get time. And most important game right now is Northwestern.
Talk about how Coach Davis has worked with you to be able to get to the line of scrimmage and make changes. You know, you've done a lot of audibilizing, changing plays, getting you guys in good plays. I know he has confidence in you. What's that relationship been like, getting to know him and that system?
I'd say it's been going well. And, I mean, that's kind of how it has to happen. You can't just walk out there and always run a play because, I mean, if you're running right and then they put eight guys on the right side, obviously you don't want to go that way. And that's just that's just us and all the quarterbacks understanding and talking with Coach and saying, hey, this is what I'm thinking. So we want to try to get on the same page in that manner, and he's done a really good job teaching me.
Well, he was criticized a lot last year because the offense, let's face it, you know, you watched it. They struggled to move the ball. Now there's more fluidity, and you guys seem to be moving the ball better. How is it different? Is it just everyone's more experienced? You're new, but are the receivers different?
I'd say it's experience, understanding more rather than just here's the play call, but understanding why the play is getting called, you know, kind of what we're thinking, and if they do a certain coverage or if they bring a certain blitz off the edge, knowing, hey, how can we burn it, what can we do better against it, and I think that's just being in the offense longer and understanding the nuances more.
What are you thinking after those first three possessions Saturday? Touchdown, field goal, touchdown, all 10-plus plays. I mean, obviously, what he came up with worked.
Yeah, and the thing that we kept telling each other on the sidelines, like, we know it's going to be a fist fight till the end.
Yeah.
We know they're going to put up points. We know their defense is going to stop us. We know our defense is going to stop them. And it's just one of those things where you have to keep playing because Big Ten football, it's always come down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. I know there's no opportune time to ever turn the ball over, but when you see that the majority of your interceptions have come in the second halves of games, is there anything that you can do to adjust that, like, as far as things that you notice on film or when you're in practice? Prepare you so that way the turnovers are limited in the second half?
Just be smart with the ball. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Obviously, you never want to throw an interception. You never want to get a turnover. But it's just being smarter, understanding a little bit better, understanding the situation, and understand what the defense is trying to do to you at that specific play.
Is this more about teams making adjustments in the second half and less about you guys not being able to finish games?
The way I look at it is we just have to finish. We know that team's going to make adjustments. They have to. That's part of the game of football. Unless they give you a goose egg in the first half, they're trying not to make many adjustments. But at the same time, they're still going to be, hey, they got us on this one play. We can't let that happen. And it really just is execution. I mean, when you're not finishing drives, when you're not getting close enough to at least get a chance at a field goal, it makes it tougher.
Obviously, you guys are adjusting too. So is that why maybe you haven't had as much success? You haven't executed as well in the second half after the adjustments are made?
It's hard to say exactly why. You know, the biggest thing is we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, sometimes you have a penalty that might mess you up. Other times it's just, I mean, the defense does some, and we just don't handle it as well as we should. So, I mean, definitely would say the biggest thing is executing.
I'm sure you sat there and watched that. The defense got physically worn down in the second half of that game. Did you put some of that on your shoulder, saying, man, if we could just get another, you know, get this drive going a little longer, let those guys rest, we'll have a better chance of winning this ball game?
Well, I wouldn't say it so much that we're trying to give them rest. Obviously, we want our guys to be ready to go. And, I mean, I think the defense has done a great job this year answering the call. And, I mean, they've had sustained drives that they need to keep working. And then, I mean, let's say the team's driving and then they stop them for a field goal. That's great, you know, and that's a testament to them doing a great job. And offensively, we need to, you know, possession is obviously a big thing. And the longer you have the ball, the more easy it makes.